The policy U-turn comes 3 weeks before the end of the national voter registration drive. It was embraced by the party's National Executive Committee at a weekend session. Officials say the decision was taken because the government has met some of the demands contained in an 11-point party memorandum issued about a year ago. In the document, the SDF suggested a two-round ballot, the granting of voting rights to Cameroonians living abroad, the computerization of voter registers, and an overhaul of the electoral board dubbed Elections Cameroon or ELECAM, among others. The party threatened to boycott and possibly disrupt the election if its demands for reforms were not met. The government responded by appointing members of the civil society to ELECAM, which the opposition in general denounces as being filled with militants from the ruling party, the Cameroon People's Democratic Movement, CPDM. It also adopted a law permitting Cameroonians living abroad to vote. SDF leaders agree that many of the reforms have not been met, but argue that it is important to participate in the presidential poll constitutionally set for October this year. Abel Elimbi Lobe is vice president of the party's electoral committee.
Nous prenons acte de l'arrivée dans le conseil électoral d'une grande frange de la société civile.
He says the decision by the government to include civil society in the electoral board as well as grant voting rights to Cameroonians abroad are major factors shaping the change in strategy. According to Lobe, participating in the poll will give the party the chance to denounce flaws intended to continue incumbent President Paul Biya's grip on power. Global democracy watchdogs say elections in Cameroon are frequently marred by fraud and lack of transparency. 78-year-old President Biya has ruled the country since 1982. He is expected to seek another mandate, though his candidacy is still to be confirmed. In 2008, the government scrapped term limits, enabling him to run for life. The United States has urged the government to conduct a free and fair election. But Biya's opponents say he should not be allowed to stand. The Opposition Union of Peoples of Cameroon has announced it is boycotting the election. Its leader, Samuel Makit, says ELECAM is a tool of the president and cannot guarantee a transparent poll.
Nous voulons un organisme neutre, une élection à un tour.
He says there is need for a neutral body to manage the election and ensure credibility. He says participating in the election will mean validating Biya's unlawful rule. He sees several signs of vote manipulation that could plunge the country into chaos. He says they include the deletion of term limits from the constitution, the involvement of government officials in the election process, and the fact that the government and not ELECAM will proclaim results. Others in the opposition are also critical. Abandak Pama is leader of the opposition movement for Africa's new independence and democracy.
Il y a donc, à mon avis, au niveau du SDF, un problème de stratégie politique.
He says the SDF has a problem sticking to its strategies and has once again completely contradicted itself. For him, the move is another indication of political immaturity within the opposition, which has frequently failed to join forces against President Biya over the past 30 years. He says such political selfishness has significantly contributed to the drop in the numbers of the opposition in the National Assembly and local councils. But SDF officials argue that after careful contemplation, they agreed it would have been wrong to deprive millions of activists of their right to vote and have a say in determining the fate of the country. SDF Member of Parliament Jean-Michel Nietzsche says militants will be mobilized to register to vote over the next 3 weeks and support the party's candidate.
Je pense que c'est pas tard, c'est pas du tout tard.
ELECAM says so far the total number of voters enrolled stands at 7.5 million, less than half of the country's 20 million inhabitants. Its target is 9 million and officials are hoping that the SDF's decision to shift gears will bring in more voters. For VOA Africa, I'm Tarike Divine Jr. in Douala, Cameroon.